A study in the January issue of the journal Pediatrics concerns something many parents think about each morning while sending their children off to school. Overloaded backpacks as the potential cause of back pain. But NPR's Rachel Jones reports that new research suggests that the majority of backpack injuries don't involve the back.
Surgeon Eric Wall says about 3 years ago, the Consumer Product Safety Commission published an estimate of the number of backpack-related injuries treated in emergency rooms each year. That's when the press accounts began to appear.
I remember reading a story out of Time magazine, a story from Consumer Reports, and almost every September, when kids go back to school, there's an article in the local newspaper, the Cincinnati Inquirer, about book bags and backpacks and back injuries.
Wall is a pediatric orthopedic surgeon at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. After the commission said that more than 6,000 injuries are related to backpack usage, media began reporting that overloaded backpacks cause back injuries and back strain in children. But Wall says he wasn't hearing any of those complaints in his practice. So he surveyed 350 of his own patients with back injuries. Most of those children had hurt their backs by falling or while playing sports. And Wall asked them to write down what they thought was contributing to their back pain now.
And out of that study, only one of those 350 children put down that the book backpack caused their pain.
Wall decided to take another look at the Consumer Product Safety Commission data, and his research is published in the latest issue of Pediatrics. Wall reports when he looked closely at the data, most of the injuries were not linked to wearing backpacks.
The number one mechanism of injury was tripping over a backpack. That was 28% of all the injuries.
Getting hit by a backpack, accidentally or not, caused 13% of the injuries. Wearing a backpack caused another 13%. When the data was listed by the site of the injury, back injuries came in sixth, behind wrist, ankle, foot, shoulder, face, and head. Wall says he's not dismissing the possibility that overloaded backpacks create chronic pain in children. He says there just isn't enough evidence that they do. So we asked another researcher to weigh in on the issue.
My name is Rachel Schneider, and I'm in the eighth grade at Herbert Hoover Middle School, and I'm 13 years old.
As part of a science fair project for her Potomac, Maryland school, Rachel designed a study comparing backpack strain in sixth graders and eighth graders. Rachel asked 15 students to put on backpacks weighing 14, 17, or 20 pounds, and then she asked them to walk to the bus stop near her home.
And then I made them tell me what their pain was from a 0 to a 10, 0 being no pain whatsoever and 10 being great pain.
Rachel reports sixth graders had more pain than eighth graders, and girls had more than boys. So she's convinced that backpacks are causing back pain. She's seen the Consumer Product Safety Commission data on emergency room injuries, and she thinks she knows why that data didn't show many back problems.
People who get a back pain, it's not really an emergency to go to the emergency room for. You'd probably wait and go to your pediatrician or go to some sort of doctor, not the emergency room, you know?
Rachel says to resolve the problem, all researchers really need to do is go to school and watch kids lugging around huge backpacks. Many students carry books, lunch, band instruments, even athletic equipment, because their schools have eliminated lockers for security reasons. Or their schools are so big, there's no time to stop at lockers between classes. Other schools have suggested rolling backpacks, but they didn't fit in school lockers, or they posed an even bigger tripping hazard. Many parents think heavy school books are the problem. Steve Driesler of the Association of American Publishers School Division can't even remember how many journalist calls he's fielded about big books.
I have not even tried to keep count. You are my first of three press calls today on this subject.
Driesler says the Publishers Association researched several solutions, like making textbook covers and pages lighter. But, he says, school districts vetoed those ideas for financial reasons.
Textbooks would not last as long, they would have to be replaced more often, and the cost of replacing textbooks would far outweigh the whatever marginal benefit you got from weight reduction.
As for online textbooks, Driesler says lack of computer access is still a roadblock.
What about that kid who parents can't afford to have internet access or can't afford to have a computer at home? They are really put at an academic disadvantage, and we certainly don't want to see that.
Rachel Snyder's mother, Joyce, says parents can help with the problem of heavy backpacks. They should make sure their children's backpacks weigh no more than 15% of the student's body weight. And parents should offer tips to help students be more organized.
Part of it is working with your kids and educating them that initial feeling like, oh my God, I'm going to need everything every night. Given the fact of how much it weighs to carry home, you may want to just leave that book overnight in your locker.
Surgeon Eric Wall sees another solution. He says schools should provide hooks and cubbyholes for backpacks so that kids won't trip over them. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.